This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
So, did you watch the Gavin Newsom-DeSantis debate this week? I don't subscribe to a cable company, so I wasn't able to watch it live. But I did watch a lot of clips kind of as it was happening and listened to the whole thing. Most of it, anyway, on 97.1 FM Talk. You might know that station. You're listening to it now. I'm glad that we got to air that because otherwise I don't know that I would have been able to hear most of it. It was very interesting, and I know a lot of people were very critical of that debate, saying, look, these are two also-rans. They're not the main candidates. Well, my response to that is, A, look ahead to 2028 because that's what both of them are doing, and also being a safety net just in case the worst could happen in 2024. Don't get me wrong. I'm sure they wouldn't throw that away. But also, this should be happening all the time. This was a great, great example of what should be happening in the United States. Now, you may not like the format. You may not like the style. You may not like that they talk over each other so much and they're just saying talking points or whatever. Like, your criticisms are all valid. But this kind of thing is the way forward, to clash ideas together and see what works and see who wins. Sometimes it's going to be personality that wins over the day. That's just the case with anything. That's just what it is. We're a representative democracy. We are represented by people, and people vote for people, not just ideas. But ultimately, what was on display during that debate was just a bunch of ideas. And the amazing thing is, here's my big takeaway. I'm going to play some clips for you here in a second just to back this up. But Newsom is one of the better Democrat debaters and media handlers that's out there. I mean, he just is. He's slick. He knows how to play the game. He knows how to talk the talk. He doesn't walk the walk. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been at the French Laundry and skirting his own rules during COVID. But he knows how to talk the talk, and that's a lot of times all it takes. But kudos for him to him for being willing to do this debate and go into the lion's den with Sean Hannity moderating that debate. I get it. That's not friendly territory. But Republicans go into non-friendly territory all the time. In fact, that's pretty much all they do other than go on Fox News. Outside of Fox News, no major politician is going on any network anywhere and being treated kindly, at best, somewhat fairly, and usually not even that. So for Newsom to finally step into hostile territory, kudos to him, he failed. He did very, very poorly, and that just goes to show you how weak Democrats have gotten because the media environment so favors them that they don't really have to do this very often. DeSantis won that debate, and the way that he did it was not through being real slick, it was through facts. I actually thought DeSantis wasn't that slick. The difference between listening to it and watching it is that DeSantis, to me, when I watched him, he just looks a little uncomfortable. He looks like he can't wait to like get it out. Like he's almost like itching to get it out, which doesn't play well as far as optics go, because he doesn't have that cool, calm demeanor that Gavin Newsom does all the time until the very end of that debate when he got kind of nasty. Now, that's all just optics. We're talking about substance here. And DeSantis really won on that. So I'm going to play a couple clips. Here's the first one from DeSantis. It's about California and Florida and COVID. Here you go.
On a per capita age-adjusted basis, California and Florida, basically the same. Now, why is that important? Because Gavin Newsom did huge damage to people in California. He ruined livelihoods. We reopened the state very quickly. We saved thousands of jobs. We saved hundreds of hundreds of thousands of jobs, thousands of businesses. We had our kids in school. He had the kids locked out of school because of the teachers' union. That is having a generational impact. California has one of the lowest literacy rates in the country. In the most recent NAEP exam, Florida came in number 3 for fourth grade reading. California was far, far behind. So you should apologize for not getting your kids in school. Why didn't you get the kids in school in the summer of 2020 like we did?
The only person
didn't do the job you should have done.
Okay, so that to me was very substantial. It was substantive. It had a lot of facts in it, and it was true. I mean, you don't have to look up the stats on that. You remember it. You just lived it a couple years ago, and you watched which states were doing what. We watched which countries were doing what. California did it completely differently, and he's trying to rewrite history, Newsom is, on that. In fact, Democrats in general are. DeSantis didn't let him get away with that. Usually, that happens in echo chambers. This happened live. Love it. Here's another one from DeSantis, just talking about the difference in freedoms in each state.
Gavin Newsom, at one point, tried to say that California was the freedom state. I just kind of laugh, like you're locking people down, you're doing all this. But then I thought about it. You know, California does have freedoms that some people don't, that other states don't. You have the freedom to defecate in public in California. You have the freedom to pitch a tent on Sunset Boulevard. You have the freedom to create a homeless encampment under a freeway and even light it on fire. You have the freedom to have an open-air drug market and use drugs. You have a freedom, if you're an illegal alien, to get all these taxpayer benefits. So those are freedoms. They're not the freedoms our founding fathers envisioned, but they have contributed to the destruction of the quality of life in California, and the results speak for themselves. People are leaving the state because they have failed in addressing the homeless population.
Now, I've got a very powerful position here in covering the debate, because I could very easily pick clips that made DeSantis look great and ones that Newsom make him look terrible if I wanted to, or vice versa. But what I did was I went on to Twitter last night. Oops, that was a mistake. But I went on to Twitter and I started searching for great DeSantis moments versus great Newsom moments. And I genuinely was looking for people saying, man, DeSantis really nailed this, and, you know, pull the clip. And then, ooh, Newsom just absolutely destroyed DeSantis right here. I can't believe it. You know, hard leftist. And those did exist, but they weren't really great clips. So I pulled both of them and tried to be very equal in pulling ones that their sides were saying, oh, man, he really nailed him there. And here's a couple. Now, those were a couple from DeSantis. Here's a couple from Newsom. See if you can tell the difference about the substance of what they're talking about.
This is just a reminder. I think it's a question some people are probably asking. I know Nikki Haley's campaign is asking, when are you going to drop out and at least give Nikki Haley a shot?
Okay. I mean, that's like a good zinger, I guess. When are you going to drop out and give her a shot, because you're not doing it? I get that. Okay. But it's not really like substantial, and it's not policy based. Here's another one that people were like, oh, yeah, that was a good one. He really got DeSantis there.
I can handle that. I can handle it. I'm used to that. But you know what?
You wanted her
your attacks
compete.
On the trans community,
you
your attack on the gay and lesbian community.
That's wrong.
You attack vulnerable communities.
We
attack women.
And we made sure
again,
they could compete.
Again, Ron, relax. I can handle it. I'm used to bullying. You're nothing but a bully.
You're a bully.
I understand that. Intimidating and humiliating people, that's your calling card.
So you're just humiliating people and you're a bully. And then DeSantis goes, you're a bully. I mean, these are the moments that people were pulling and saying, wow, that was good. He really showed him there. There's nothing to him. We're going to take a short break. I thought that was great, though. I really did. Let me know what you think at Radio Wiggins on Twitter. We'll be right back with more.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.